The first time he came to my house, Tony Bennett ate two portions of osso buco, and I almost killed him. I had polished the floors in the kitchen because, well, Tony Benedetto, that's his full last name, Tony Bennett's coming to dinner. I have to make sure the floors are perfect and the house is clean and everything is just amazing. I might have gone a little overboard with the floors because when I pulled out the chair for Tony to sit down for his starter snacks and aperitivo, the chair slid out from under him and he hit his head on my marble counter behind him. And he fell to the floor and I thought I killed Tony Bennett. I thought I killed him, literally. And his wife, Susan, so glorious, she says to me, "Rachel, he's fine. He'll pop back up. Just let him be." So he made it all through dinner, had double portions of everything, was such a gentleman. I missed my friend so much. The most beautiful man maybe ever. And he was the biggest eater of osso buco ever in my house. Osso buco is just veal shank, slowly braised. And there are many styles of it from different cities. There's Milanese, has a little saffron in it. There's traditional that I always make with white beans. Today we're making Florentine osso buco. It's a different, slightly different thing.